one. That's Tanner Foley. Replaces Gage Lopez. Martin Messings replaces Ryan Holeski.
I mentioned before, you really have to just love kids that know how to get to the foul line. Aaron Sines is another one of those.
48.4 seconds before halftime. Sines at the free throw line trying to complete an old-fashioned three-point play, and he does. 24-21, three-point lead for the Hatchets.
Martin Messing is bringing the ball up. Point guard in training, Clark. And there is some humongous defense, but it almost looks like the Hatchets were going for the last shot.
As Messing at the left wing, back up to John Messing, top of the key, against Macklin Ghetto. 22 seconds left, trying to go for last shot. Yeah, thought about starting his dribble.
Well, here comes the first count.
Martin Messing, left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, all the way to the right elbow. To Sutton, back to Morneau. 3 seconds left, it's stolen by Allman. As Sines can't get the shot off, and that's how the first half will end. Bad Axe leading by 3 points, 24-21 on the WLEW Sports Network. Bad Axe by three at the half on the WLEW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Whether you're looking for residential or commercial boilers, look to Kundinger & Kroll for a Wheel McLean boiler. They offer energy-efficient, high-quality gas and oil-fired boilers for residential and commercial heating. Kundinger & Kroll has been in business for 80 years and plans to be for another 80 years. Stop in at Kundinger & Kroll to learn more on Wheel McLean boilers, designed as one of the most efficient ENERGY STAR-qualified products on the market. Or call Kundinger & Kroll in Sebring at 989-883-2770.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Sebring Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Sebring Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
There are great things happening at Thumb Cellular this year, and they've got the number 25 on their mind. They are kicking off their 25th year of serving the Thumb area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a 2-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Thumb Area Farmers and Truckers, Countryside Sales and Services Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
It's a winter clearance sale at the mall. That's the Flattery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Special winter clearance prices plus extra savings with your enhanced GM card earnings. Check out a 2016 Buick LaCrosse with sunroof, heads-up display, heated leather seats, and navigation. Lease it for as low as $264 a month. How about a GMC Terrain SLD2 with heated seats, remote start, rear vision camera, and 4G Wi-Fi? Lease it for as low as $199 a month. Get behind the wheel of a Buick Encore all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, power seat, rear vision camera, and aluminum wheels. Lease it for as low as $162 a month. Truck buyers, get a super lease at a GMC Sierra double cab 4x4 with SLE value package, 5.3 liter V8, heated seats, and 20-inch aluminum wheels. Lease it for as low as $240 a month. GMC, we are professional grade. So hurry to the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details.
It's a full night of activities all around. As we've had the Pee Wee teams out here, we've had the cheerleaders just doing their competitive cheer routine. Pee Wees are back on the court. It's senior night for boys and girls, and we've had a great game to boot on top of that. At the end of the first quarter, USA was leading by 3 points, 11-8. Bad Axe outscores USA in the second quarter, 16-10. To take a 3-point lead at the half, 24-21. Bad Axe is led by Tommy Morneau with 11 points, Andrew Sutton with 5, John Messing 4, and Clark Brady and Mason Krug each have 2 points. As a team, Bad Axe shot 8 for 11 from the free throw line for 72%. For USA, they were led by Aaron Sines with 16 points, 8 points in each quarter. Up next is Brody Wesolowski and Isaiah Williamson. Wesolowski has 3. Williamson has 2. As a team, they shot 4 for 5 from the charity stripe for 80%. Bad Axe with 5 turnovers, USA with just 2. The Hatchets with the advantage at the free throw line with 16 to USA's 12, and it's been equal all the way through. Bad Axe 8 rebounds in the first and second, USA with 6 rebounds in the first and second quarter. John Mooney shooting.
On January 29th, Bad Axe dropped 7 3-pointers on USA, and tell me they're not coming out on them right now. It's unbelievable, because Bad Axe is 0 for 2 from 3-point land. So what does Bad Axe do? They adapt like they always do, and they shot 8 for 24 inside the arc, 33% to go along with that 0 for 2. So total for the Hatchets, 8 for 26, 30% for USA. Look at this part of the chart. It is just unbelievable.
That looks like a crescent moon out there.
3 for 18. 18 shots from beyond the arc at 16%. And they've taken 4, they made 4 shots out of 11 inside the arc for 36%. 7 for 29 total, 24%. They're not shooting like they can, but, you know, they're saving their legs. I think I mentioned it before, that Coach Gameforth has been liberally substituting a lot of players in. It is going to save their legs, that's for sure, but there is a down part to this, is that you're going to wind up having continuity problems with your rotation, and you may not be as efficient. So, you know, 6 of 1, half a dozen of the others, see which strategy works.
This has been an amazing game. We've had 3 lead changes, 2 ties. USA came right out of the bat and was leading 5-0 before Bad Axe got on the board. And then here comes USA again, and they get out to an 11-5 lead with 22 seconds left in that first quarter. But then Bad Axe starts to turn it on. Then before we know it, with 2:53 left in the first half, Bad Axe gets their first lead, 16-15. Goes back and forth with 1:58 left in the second quarter. Bad Axe is out to a 2-point lead, 20-18. Then all of a sudden out to 24-18.